Friday, March 18th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, the Christian Post is reporting on a new survey by the Barna Group, the George Barna-led Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University released its first report on the American Worldview Inventory 2022 last week. It analyzed the worldview dilemma of American parents. The report was based on a survey of 600 American parents with children younger than 13. The respondents were asked several different worldview-related questions that measure both beliefs and behavior within eight categories of worldview application. Interestingly, however, Harry, among the two-thirds of parents in this survey who identified as Christian, just 4% of them possessed a biblical worldview.
Tom, what's really interesting is how the Barna research group put together the questions, not only, first of all, to get the categories, are people believers or unbelievers, and if professing believers, do they fall within the evangelical camp or just the nominal camp of Christian faith? But then they were able to question further into various categories to determine if they had any Christian world and life view. That is, do you see life through your Christianity, or do you see life that includes a Christianity? Let me put it in terms of Christian education. Maybe this will be a good illustration. Sometimes you'll choose a school that says, we're a Christian school, and you go to the school and you find out that when you sit in the classroom and you hear math taught, history taught, science taught, biology taught, when you see geography taught, spelling taught, and then they have another class for the Bible, and they teach Bible stories and some Bible doctrine. That's what we call the integration view of Christianity. In other words, you integrate Bible teaching with the teaching that you do in all the other classes. But when you sit and listen to the teaching of the other disciplines, history, science, math, etc., it's no different than you would have gotten in a secular classroom in terms of the way it is presented. But true Christian education says not simply we teach all these disciplines, and by the way, we teach the Bible also, and it will affect your life so that you can follow Jesus. Well, no, what we say is, no, not only is the Bible something to be taught, the Bible is the foundation and the framework and the filter through which everything else is taught. What is history? Is it his story? Or is it just chance, accidental events, and you memorize places, dates, and names? Or is there something to this? Is history actually reading of God's providence through the lenses of his word? And that's what we call worldview Christian education, renewing the mind with the Word of God so that you see all of life. There is no doubt in my mind where I fall down on this category. I will never forget, I grew up in a Christian home. I went to church with a clear presentation of the gospel that offered the free gift of salvation and then enumerated the cost of discipleship. I am grateful for that. But I never was taught the fullness and the claims of God's Word as the foundation, framework, and filter for all of life. And I will never forget once I was converted, became a Christian, was hungry for God's Word, and then God called me into the ministry, and I went to Covenant College in the 1970s. And when I arrived there, it was highly under the influence of a Christian apologist that some people will remember his name, Dr. Francis Schaeffer. And he was very big on the fact that the Bible is not only a discipline of Christian education, it's the filter, it's the framework, it's the foundation, it's the lenses through which you look at marriage and parenting and business and citizenship. Everything you examine through the lenses of Scripture. Well, that's Christian world and life view. You want the lenses for your life to be framed by the Word of God, focused upon the preeminence of Christ, and filled with the glory of God the Father. You want a Trinitarian world and life view that comes from the Scripture. That's the way you look at every discipline of life. That's what we're attempting to do at Briarwood Christian School, to win the kids to Christ, disciple them, and give them a Christian world and life view when they go off to college so they can't be shaken by the questions and the attacks and the academic undermining of Christianity. On the contrary, they can give an account of the hope that is within them with clarity and with academic respectability and with persuasiveness. Well, we need parents to embrace that, and then parents to provide that kind of education for their children. Your heart for your children is not simply, well, I want to get them to a school where they're just not going to get into trouble, and they got rules against drugs and extramarital and premarital sex. That's why I want to get my kids there. No, you want to get your kids where Christ is presented as Lord and Savior through His Word, and all of life is framed through His Word. And Barna is showing one of our weak points is even professing believers, evangelical Christians, less than 4% have a comprehensive biblical world and life view. That's something you and I try to do. Take the events of life on this program, look at them through a Christian world and life view, and then what are the gospel solutions? Because the heart of the problem is the problem with the heart.
Harry, perhaps the most alarming statement in this report is, quote, the typical American parent is either fully unaware that there is a worldview development process, or they are aware their child is developing a worldview, but they do not take responsibility for it.
Right. They just said, well, I'm going to let my child just make their choices. Well, you don't have to let your child make choices. Your child is going to make choices. And you want your child to own their choices, yes. But you need to direct them toward the right choices from the Word of God. And the first thing you do is teach them the importance of God's Word for their life. All Scripture is God-breathed. It is inspired by God. It is profitable. All Scripture is profitable for doctrine, for teaching, for reproving, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work, beginning with confessing Christ as Lord and Savior, and then conforming your life to the preeminence of Christ so that you follow Christ and make Christ known in every arena of life. All of life comes through the knowledge of God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. All of life. You know, we hear people say, God's Word said it, I believe it, that settles it. Well, actually, for the Christian, God's Word says it, that settles it. Now, do you believe it? And then do you frame your life with it? Out of a vital, personal, intimate, saving relationship with Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord. The Lordship is not to be saved. The Lordship of Christ is the evidence that He's your Savior. And as you attempt to follow Him imperfectly, unevenly, but by the power of the Spirit and directed by the Word of God. Oh Lord, Your Word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path.
One of the greatest joys in the Christian life is raising a family. One of the biggest challenges in the Christian life is raising a family. Pastor Reader's series, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, will help equip your family to experience life triumphantly in Christ. This 12-sermon series album, Seven Essentials for the Christian Family, is available by going to briarwood.org/7 Well, thanks for being with us this week. Have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join God's people in the worship of our Heavenly Father on Sunday. Then stop by again on Monday for a conversation and a biblical worldview application as we put the issues of today in perspective.